Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Nun Aleph. So David has slain the giant, not by chopping down a beanstalk and having him fall down, but by slinging a slingshot in the exact perfect only space where it could kill him right there on the forehead. But although he's down, he might not be out. There's a disagreement in the Mefarshim whether or not he was dead yet or not. But he's certainly almost all the way there. And now, Vayoraz David, Vayamod El HaPlishti. So David ran over and stood by the Philistine. Vayikach Escharbo. And he took the sword of Goliath. Vayishlefoh Mita'aroh. And he pulled it out of its sheath. Vayemosesehu. And killed him. And that's where the difference of opinion comes. Because we said before, Vayachas HaPlishti Vayemisehu, and now we say Vayemosesehu. Both of them mean he killed him, so there is some difference as to whether he was already dead or not. But the job is going to be finished. Why is it that we need to mention that he unsheathed the sword? Isn't that obvious? If you're going to pull the sword out, you have to pull it out of its sheath. So the Medrash suggests that Goliath's sheath was closed with a clasp, and David couldn't undo it. He couldn't get it out. Again, he's unaccustomed to weaponry and to the garments of war. And so the Medrash tells that he needed help. And so he asked the shield bearer of Goliath, Uriah Hachiti, to open it for him. And to get him to do so, because he is betraying his former master, so he promised to Uriah a Jewish woman to marry. And the Medrash says this was a very important thing, because this was an incorrect thing that he did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was displeased by this promise to give a Jewish woman to wife to a Chiti. If he was a literal Chiti, he was one of the Shiva Amamin, that's a real problem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, you're going to give away a Jewish woman, you're going to give away your Jewish woman. And so when Uriah converted to Judaism and was given a wife to marry, he married Bathsheba. Bathsheba had been destined for David HaMelech himself, and she would end up with David HaMelech himself. But nevertheless, there's going to be a time in between where she ends up with Uriah Hachiti. And so it's kind of David's own actions that cause what's going to become later what's known anyway as David's greatest chet. But of course, that requires an awful lot of elaboration, and we'll talk about it as we get there. Be'ezer Hashem. So he killed him by Yichros Boaz Rosho, and once he has the sword in his hands, he chopped off his head with it. Vayiru ha-Pelishtim, ki meski boram. And the Pelishtim saw that their great strong man, their hero, their champion, was dead. Vayanusu. And they fled, and they ran for it. Nun beis vayakumu anshe Yisrael v'Yehuda. And so the men of Yisrael and Yehuda got up. And again, it's funny that Yehuda is always separated as its own unit in addition to anshe Yisrael. It's always anshe Yisrael and Yehuda, because of Yehuda's great preeminence within Klal Yisrael. And say, though they jumped up by Yoriu, and they blew horns. Now remember, they've been sitting encamped on the hill, fearfully looking across at the Plishtim for 40 days. But now, all of a sudden, now they're moving it right along. So they blew the shofars. Vayirdefu es haPlishtim ad bo'acho Gai. And they chased the Plishtim until the entrance to Gai. Ve'ad sha'arei Ekron. And all the way to the gates of Ekron. So they're running into Plishti territory. Vayiplu chalalei Philistim b'derech Sha'arayim. And the dead of the Philistines fell on the road to Sha'arayim, v'ad Gas, all the way up to Gas, v'ad Ekron, and all the way up to Ekron. So the Plishti troops are demoralized. The miracle made al-chaskama of akama, because David was wearing no armor, and David was wearing nothing to strengthen him. Just tremendous. And they're demoralized and they're dying and they're all over the road. Hence, as David said, the Chayas Asada and the Ofa Shemayim are going to be able to get at them. Nun Gimel Vayashuvu B'nei Yisrael Midalok Acharei Philistim. So the B'nei Yisrael returned from their pursuit of the Plishtim. Delok, Delek. Rashi says Meridof, like Dolakta Acharei. It says in Bereishis, I ran after you, Dolakta. Vayashosu es machanehem. And they despoiled the camp. The abandoned Philistine camp is now being plundered. David now sees the moment for a dramatic demonstration of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing him to defeat the Plishti. Vayikach David nandalad es rosh haPlishti. So David took the head of the Plishti. Everybody deserves a souvenir. But while the troops are gathering spoils, David does not gather the spoils. He is not looking for material wealth from this Misa. He took instead the head of Goliath. Gruesome. By Yevyehu Yerushalayim. And he brought it to Jerusalem. Now, what it means he brought it to Jerusalem. So David, the Medrash, the man Lois brings down, tells us that he took Goliath's armament, that's Kalov, some Ba'alo, Goliath's arms and his Kalim and his stuff, he brought to his tent, and then later brought to Beis Lechem, according to one pshat. But another pshat is that David brought Goliath's arms to the tent, to the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle tent, also called an Ohel, in Nov. David went there constantly. So it was called his Ohel, because he was there so often. Just like if you daven in a regular shul, they say, oh, yeah, that's Shlomi shul, because that's where Shlomi davens. Goliath's head was then taken all throughout the cities of Eretz Yisrael, the man Lois brings down, to publicize the great nace, and then brought to Yerushalayim. But, according to the Chazal, Yerushalayim does not mean literally Yerushalayim, which wasn't in the hands of the Jews yet. David is still yet to buy it in the future. So what they call Yerushalayim means the site of the Ohel Moed, which at that time was in Nov, Ir HaKohanim. So it might be Yerushalayim literally, but it might mean the place where the Ohel Moed was. According to the Radak, it's literal, that it could be Yerushalayim. But he says, Va'adoni Avizal Kasav Kinov Ir HaKohanim Kano Yerushalayim Kisham Hoysacher Va'plishti Kamosh Mefurosh. Says, my father was the one who said that it, who learned to me that it meant Nov Ir HaKohanim.